Speaking Freedom presents Speaking Freedom Radio.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
It's the love gang here, and you're in luck. If you've been hurt, then we'll fix you up. It's okay. Don't be afraid. Casey really knows her stuff.
Providing
I do.
Advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We thank you and we look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. It's not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. May contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Welcome to Speaking Freedom, healing hearts around the world. Please check your baggage and come right along this way.
Oh, you better come prepared. You can't call the ramp.
I think that we should see a therapist.
Honey, black people don't go to therapy.
In regular therapy, there are limitations and things that you have to maintain in order to get your client to the desired outcome and destiny. However, with life coaching, especially with life enhancement coaching, we use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, 'cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, we're not Casey.
Hey everybody, this is Casey, and you just tuned in to Speaking Freedom Radio. I am your Life Enhancement Coaching Specialist and host. As your life enhancement coaching specialist, what I do is I help you to advance and enhance any area of your life as you deem needed and necessary based on the tools, advice, and skills you learn from this show. Now, normally I do this based on what I see trending or going on social media, based on memes, people's posts and videos. A lot of things don't always tell you what's going on with someone in someone's life, but often tell you the process in which they think about life. So what I do is I help people to process their thinking better or to help elevate your thinking by using some key points and tips. Nonetheless, today's show has come from a different kind of place. So I stay on social media a lot just because I believe that it's a great tool to use for my research for Speaking Freedom's psychology area that I am developing right now, which is called spiritual human behavior. So spiritual human behavior essentially is where you take information that will help you heal, grow, and learn yourself, self-love, self-confidence, your purpose, and all of those things, and within that, you use those things to build and develop you so that your behavior matches your spiritual development and your spiritual human behavior. So your human behavior is based on your soul needs, your growth, and the things that you experience spiritually. So today's episode came from me just really thinking, I've been single for a while. I enjoy being single because I have been in a stressful relationship before. So if you've ever been in a relationship that was hard on you as a person, then sometimes you know, some point you need to get to yourself, learn yourself, grow yourself, and develop yourself so that you can feel whole without needing someone else. Now, within that, recently I have just been, I've just been feeling like I'm ready to be in a relationship or to have people in my life that's not in my life currently or haven't been in my life before, if that makes sense. So within wanting to introduce new people into my physical life and not just have a whole lot of people that I know virtually, it has taken for me to really take some time to myself to figure out what it is that I want. At first, for the first few years that I was doing Speaking Freedom, it has all been about my business. What did I want my business to be about? What did I want to base my life on that my business was a extension to? So recently, in thinking about actually having a mate and having friends and becoming a family oriented with people that I may have to meet in the future in order to get my needs met or the desires of my heart fulfilled in regards to family dynamic. So last night I was up and I was just thinking, okay, what, based on what I do, based on my dreams and things and the visionary portion of myself, who would complement my life? Like what type of man, what type of husband, what type of mate would I need to complement my life, to make my life better, to feed into what I feed into, to love the things I love, not to be just like me, but to be his own version of himself in a way that complements me. And then that thought, you know, because I do a lot of different type of work. I have a lot of different type of visions and dreams. I help a lot of people progress in their everyday living. And it's very diverse. You know, I can't be with someone based on my job description because I don't really like any job titles other than life enhancement coach. Based on what I do, I need a certain type of individual that cannot be, that won't get upset, that is not controlling, that has his own confidence so that I don't have to always reassure him in what I'm doing, as in, you know, Speaking Freedom or Love Gang or Good Head Group. When I have to be with someone, I want somebody that complements what I do. And I want somebody that if I am a prophetic or a teacher or helping people to change their lives or touching people's souls, then I can't have someone that's doing the complete opposite or isn't as interested in helping people as I am. I have to be with somebody that's as intrigued with human development and the growth of our society as I am. If not, then there will be an imbalance, and there will always be a pull and a tug on trying to get either me to do what he's doing or him to do what I'm doing, and then the trust issues that can resonate from us just not being interested or into the same type of things. So with that being said, there is a lot of questions that begin and still is swirling around in my head. So it went from who would complement my life well to, well, okay, let's just by chance that God created man first and God gave man a woman to complement his life. So it took me to where I almost in my mind, it was like, well, hold on. If God created man first, and technically speaking, we are here to complement his life, then that means that there is a man out there that is strongly developed in a lot of things. There is a man that is prophetic or, you know, like as powerful as I am. There is somebody's life that I'm meant to complement. And because a man is supposed to lead a woman, And I believe in male leadership. I believe in female strength within that leadership of a man, because females tend to help men to be more balanced, be more compassionate. In a lot of cases, females can balance the male just as he needs in order to really see his own potential and growth. So in knowing who I am as a person, in knowing who I've developed into as a human being, as a responsible soul on this planet that has awakened to what I believe my purpose is, there has to be a man, maybe dormant in sleep, maybe not all the way there because he's been in his own world of contempt or his own world of what he has been, you know, developing and growing within himself. But there has to be somebody that I'm supposed to connect to that I can help push and grow, but not nobody that I have to change who I am in order to do so. It has to be somebody there already set to complement me because I'm made to complement somebody else. So after thinking about that, then I was like, okay, well, damn, what type of friends would complement who I am? What type of people would complement where I see my goals and my visions going to? And I'm using this like this so that you can reflect on yourself. I want you to think, what type of people do I see myself being around? Not who. It's important to not be thinking who and try to make your life look like it would complement a celebrity or somebody that you idolize or look up to. When I think who or what, not who, but what type of person, what description of person, what type of character of people do you want around you? Are you that yourself? What type of person are you attracting? What type of people would complement your life based on what you desire to be? Now take it a step back and think, who are you all right now? Who are you right now, and what would your life complement? Who could you complement with where you are right now? If you never grew, what type of lifestyle would complement who you are? What type of friends would complement who you are called to be? Where you want to go, the things that you want to do, the things that you want to see. If you see yourself going around the world doing great things, then you need to I don't want nobody to ever go and chase after looking for what they believe they're supposed to be a part of. Allow what's for you to gravitate to you so that you don't have to go through some bull crap just so that you can realize that they were never for you to begin with. The people that are for you will compliment you in a way that they will come into your life and they will seem like they've always been meant to be in your place, in your space, not your place. There are people that want your place. Well, it depends on the placement, because if you have a place, then there are people that want to reside in your place, not take your place, but want to be with you in your place, that want to accompany you, that want to compliment you, that want to go together well with you because they were designed to be with you in one shape, form, or fashion. I was just like yesterday, the last few days, probably this whole entire month, have allowed me to think about a lot of things. But the last couple of days in particular, I have been thinking about where you are, where you want to be, and how do you plan on getting there. The things that you say that you want in your life, are you capable of manifesting them into your life based on who you are and the things that you are feeding? Things that you say that you want based on the things that you actually do. What are you willing to do? What lifestyle patterns are you willing to adjust in order to get the things that you say that you want? Because if you really wanted something, then you have to place yourself in the position to receive it. And in order to place yourself in a position to really receive something, that means you have to become who you need to be. Like, if you want to compliment someone's life based on who you are now, then you would need to connect with people that can grow with you, like you, for you, and still be them. Like, it's okay to have people around you that complement who you are as an individual, and you need to understand that. You need to embrace the fact that there are people that's meant to come along with you that complement the things that you like, things that the person that you're created to be, and everything that you're created to see, they are designed to connect with you. But you have to be your best version of your best self. So you have to really first, in order to even say, okay, well, who do I compliment? Do you know who you are? You don't know what type of purpose you can compliment if you don't know your purpose. If you have no idea what you want to do with yourself, what do you gravitate to the most? What do you find yourself doing that you can't help to do, but it brings joy and peace to your soul? It's more than just who I'm going to look good with on the outside. The exterior is easy. You can go get makeup. You can go get surgery. You can go almost fix just about anything physically that could be a potential issue with finding a mate. But you can't go fix your soul without dealing with your soul. You can't go fix your soul without first being willing to accept help. I don't want to say seeking help, because I have a problem that a lot of people will prey on you needing help. So if you go seek it, they're going to provide it for you, but at a fee. And not every fee is worth paying, because some people can't really help you. They can only tell you about what they did and what they went through, but they can't tell you things to help you apply it to your life so that you can grow and you can change and that you can develop, and not superficial things, because it starts with what you believe. It starts with what you know about yourself. It starts with what you know about your history, your heritage. And I'm not just talking about slavery, because slavery wasn't the beginning of the black man or of the young black brown girl. It wasn't the beginning of the it just wasn't the beginning of where we started here in America. So when you begin to know more, you can do more based on the things that hit you in your soul core. You have to know you in order to know who would complement what you're called to do. What do you believe that you are put on this earth to do outside of making money? Like, even if it's within making money, how do you make your money? Do you believe it's purposeful? Who can complement what you do, who you are, how you think, who you want to be, the things you want to have, the things you want to see, the places you want to go, how you want to grow, the things that you need to let go of? There has to be the people that complement your life well. And but in order to know who can complement you, you first got to know who you are. You got to know what you stand for, because the worst thing that you could do is get with somebody and they don't compliment you in who you are as a person. Not, oh, baby, you're beautiful, but, like, compliment your soul. What they do complements who you are so that you can really grow together. If you get two different types, Every mixture isn't a good mixture. Every mixture isn't a good match. Everything isn't meant to go together. But if you find two things that complement each other well, then not only will it go together, but it will grow together, and it will do and transform whatever it encounters together. But everybody is incapable of that. Who you are says what you will attract. So my question is, where do you see yourself in 5 years? How do you see yourself growing and developing to complement somebody else's life, especially if you're a wife or somebody that's saying they want to be a wife or a husband expecting a wife? What can you do to complement a wife's life? yeah, you lead. So she's technically going to submit to the vision of you. And hopefully you both have a vision that complements each other so that you can grow and develop together. Not pulling and scratching and dragging and, oh, I don't know if I'm supposed to do this, or I really don't like this, I really don't want this, or without the jealousy, without all of the extra stuff that normally becomes a burden or a stressor in a relationship. So my question that keeps coming up is, what kind of person would complement your life? What type of characteristics do you want your friends and family to have? Type of characteristics do you display? And this might not be easy because it might take away people that you love, that you've been cool with for a long time. But years don't matter if they're not helping you grow into a better person. The amount of time you've known someone is useless if y'all don't grow and become better people, if y'all don't get some purposeful things going on in your life so that you complement each other well, so that you grow each other well. So, like, if one is lacking, the other one is packing and stacking and praying on the behalf of the person who is feeling low or down or whatever the case may be. You got to start thinking beyond what you can see. It's really crazy when I think about it, though. Like, what type of person life will I compliment the most? Not a name, not a person, not what I think they should look like, but what type of soul would I be able to help grow? Like, who would complement my life in a way that they can understand me so that I don't have to spend my whole life interpreting my soul so that they can, you know, act like they like me? I don't want to do that. I don't want you to do that. It's a lot of people single, male and females, that I always hear, read, or see speaking about wanting a mate and what they want in a mate. But sometimes it's not what we want in somebody else. It's who we are and how we can complement the life of somebody else. Because if you want this person that's way up here, but your mindset is somewhere below where you're saying you want that person to be, then even if you met them right now, y'all can't complement each other's life because y'all want two different levels of life, mentally, spiritually, financially. How can they complement your life? What are you ready to how are you ready right now to complement somebody's life? Could you complement the life of a priest? Do you pray well? Do you have a problem with solitude or being, you know, off and at a distance? Would you complement the life of a teacher? Can you help them up under the pressure of work that teachers feel? Are you able to study and help them and cook and clean and, you know, put in the extra money that's needed sometimes in order to be an effective teacher? Would you complement well the life of any type of celebrity? Could you deal with the late night hours? Could you deal with the fan base? Could you deal with all the things that come with being a public face? I mean, every person that you could consider wanting to be with, could you complement their life? And could they complement yours and assist? Like, if you were called to do anything that you can imagine to do, if you were called to be a real estate agent, how could they help complement your life? Would they be able to take the time to help you do the things that you need to do? Would they, and not based on money, if you were called to be a priest or a minister, if you had visions or dreams for you while you're going through what somebody else needs from you, could they surrender all when God calls? Because if you've been able to surrender all, but they can't surrender all, if they can't change who they think that they're supposed to be, if they can't embrace who they supposed to be, who they are, not who they're supposed to be. A lot of people embrace who the society makes them think that they should be. But can they be themselves and still be happy? Because there's a lot of people that are only happy based on who they are supposed to be. But when they go home at night, they're really not happy. And the goal is to see who complements your happy. Who pushes you to more, who brings the most joy from your life, to your life, without taking anything away? Who adds to your life? Who even in pain supplements and you thankful, you know, that they came? Who helps you to grow? What type of people do you need to become the best version of yourself? This ain't one of those shows that's going to be like a lot of kicking it and da-da-da, boop, boop, boop. And maybe it will be one day. But right now, while it's just me and I'm trying to help you to become a better version of you and to pick the people that will complement your life well so that you don't spend time trying to figure out why the people that you're around treat you in any type of way or whatever when you're not even meant to be around them to begin with, but you're trying to force something that's not supposed to be when there are people who are meant to be in your life. If you could figure out who you are so that you can know what type of real people really complement your life. I'm called to help people from the street. That doesn't mean that a street person would complement my life. If I try to be with somebody that can't lead me in my life in the way that it's supposed to go, then I could be somewhere that I'm not supposed to be. And that could be the death of me mentally, spiritually, financially. It could change everything about me just based on who I decide to be with, who I decide to communicate with, who I decide to be friends with or be close to, who I decide to bring in my home, in my space, around my children. All of those things make a difference. Because if they don't complement who I am mentally well, then they won't be able to help me raise my children the way that I want my children to be. And I'm not saying that the person, the people, the friends or whatever are supposed to raise my children for me. However, as a community, we're supposed to be a village. So if something is going on, I got to know that your mindset is aligned with my mindset so that I don't have to wonder, oh my God, what is she teaching my children? What is he doing around this? And, you know, like I want to be confident and comfortable in the people around me because they complement my life well. Now, that doesn't mean that they won't have their own little issues, they wouldn't have overcame some things, that they wouldn't have seen some things and experienced some things maybe that I hadn't experienced before. But that's the part that complements life the most, is when people that have had different experiences, that have lived totally different lives that you've never known before, but you come together and your lives are so similar that you would think that y'all grew up together. For whatever reason, I believe that some souls are just meant to collide. Some souls are meant to come together and to build something great. It takes so much for one moment to happen, for everybody to be in sync, for everybody to be so that you can go to McDonald's and see the person that you were supposed to see. So that you can go to Chick-fil-A and have the best experience that you were supposed to have, so that you can compliment the person at the window so that they can get a promotion because they was just wondering if it was what they wanted to do and they needed that one sign. Sometimes we look too far to try to see, you know, what's right there in front of our faces in most cases. But the thing is that sometimes we're blinded because we've been eager to jump at what seems good, what seems right, what could be, instead of being settled into who we are so that we know what really complements our lives well. You have to know your purpose to know what type of purpose to complement your purpose. Everybody's purpose ain't going to complement your purpose. Everybody's walk is not meant to be walked and held hands with you. Somebody's walk may cause you to stumble and fall, but their walk is meant for them and those people that are meant for that walk to be with them. But there are people in your life that will complement your life, that will boost you when you need a boost, that you will boost when they need a boost. But when you complement each other's lives well, that doesn't mean that you all think alike. That doesn't mean that you sound alike. That just means that you have that same understanding about life and the enjoyment and wanting to live it to the fullest without being stifled by the things that normally stifle people. What complements your life well? Will a big house complement your life? Will a small house complement your life? If you got a lot of stuff going on and you don't have time to spend 8 hours cleaning, 12 hours cleaning, maybe a big house would not complement your life. Maybe you need to get a smaller house so that you can clean up real quick and have time to do everything that you need to do so that you can get the things that you need to get done. Who knows? My question is, what will complement your life well? Certain journeys that you were meant to embark on. What type of characteristics do you possess that could complement somebody else's life so that you can help them in their journey just like they help you in yours? It's different to think about how somebody would complement your life, especially if you don't know where you are, what you want, or where you're going. But if you know what you want in your life, then you know if you ain't on the street selling drugs, then you a business person and you got something to lose, then somebody that's on the street selling drugs and ain't got nothing to lose, they never had nothing, they were not going to complement your life because they're not going to be able to help you maintain. Now, it's different if the person's mind is already trying to change, but in the case that they are okay with staying the same, you have to get somebody that complements your life in a way that you don't have to force them to want to be a better version of themselves. Somebody that's already in the groove of what you groove into. Somebody that wants the same type of things as you. Now, some people may not be exposed to enough to really know what they want in their life, but this is why I'm making this podcast. What do you believe would complement your life? What would make your life better? What type of person would make your life better? You don't want to be with somebody that's going to bring out the worst in you. You want somebody that is going to be able to grow with you, not for you, not that you got to force to grow, not that you got to do all the extracurricular crap with, but literally somebody that can grow with you the entire journey, somebody that can help you develop, somebody that can complement your life well. What would it take to complement your life? What would be a compliment to your life? Please tell me. Please help me understand, what do you think that you do well? Do you need trustworthy people? Of course, we all need trustworthy people. But what type of skills? What type of characteristics and goals? You know, like, you need people that have the same type of goals that you have. You can't want to be, save the world, and then all they want to do is go to the mall and buy clothes. You know, like, you can't save the world by wearing clothes. Now, you may be able to get some attention by wearing a lot of clothes, but just attention alone doesn't save the world. You got to have somebody that's so deep. getting somebody that's equally yoked is not about who is the most religious person. It's not about who is, you know, the being equally yoked is saying that we like the same things. We want the same things for our children. We want the same things for our community. Who will complement your life? What type of person? Not who, like the what individual, like, oh, I think this person would be a great complement to my life. Nope. If you thought that, you missed the whole point. What's the description? What description do you fit? Do the things that you do, the way that you carry yourself, fit the description of the things that you're saying that you want to achieve in life? Do the people that you're around fit the description of the things that you say that you want to see in life? The things that you want to be in life? In order to grow, you have to have people that want to grow with you, that want to see you grow, that want to see the best for you. If you don't have people that want the best for you genuinely, regardless if it makes, you know, them any money or, you know, if it involves them in any way, you got to have people that want the best for you in life. They will complement your lifestyle the most. So what are you? How do you develop yourself in order to get what you want? Well, you need to know where you're going. If you know where you're going, then you know the type of people that it will take to get you there. You know the type of support that you need. When we're manifesting, we need to know what we need, what it is that we want, and why we want it, so that we can't be moved or shaken by it. Or about having it from people who don't understand it. When you make up your goal list, when you make up the things that you want out of a man, do you write down the things that you want out of a friend? Do you write down the things that you could provide as a friend or as a wife, as a woman? What can you provide to complement someone else's life? This is deep if you think about it, because you shouldn't be wanting somebody that can, you know what I'm saying, that get all this stuff, and then it's nothing that you can help them to do to at least gain some peace. And it's not always about stuff and things, but a lot of people want people that get stuff and things. You can't say you want a spiritually deep man if you're not willing to be a spiritually deep woman. If you're not already in the depths of the spiritual world, then getting a spiritually deep man may frustrate you, or you may frustrate him if he has to grow you in order to be with you or to mold you. And it's nothing wrong with growing together, especially when a man is doing the leading in the growth. And I say that because if a woman leads the man into growth, then it's hard for that man to then lead that woman in life, because she already knows that you needed her in order to grow. So for me, you know, and now that I do want to be in a relationship, I need somebody that I know can lead me. So I can't lead you to lead me. You got to know how to lead before you get to me. A leader will complement my life. Somebody that can lead me, somebody that can make me feel like I need them, but not that I need them, like hold it over my head, need them, but that I can want to need them. Not like I need you, but, you know, I want to need you. Like I can live without you, but I want to need you, so I want you around because I like to feel like I can depend on you. But you need somebody in your life that can complement your life, that's dependable. If you always got to wonder if they're going to show up, they're not going to complement your life. If you got to wonder if they lying, if they cheating, if they doing all of that, that's not a compliment to life. Anything that complements your life, it adds to it. Anything that complements your life, it brings more joy to your life. We don't want nothing ever at all that causes us stress, that causes us to shrink, that causes us to be less than who we know we are meant to be. Someone complimenting your life does not mean someone that tells you you look pretty, that hits you on your ass and lets you know that it's going to be Sex in the City. You need somebody that compliments the way that you think. And I keep saying this, and it to me, I sound like I'm just saying the same thing over and over and over again, but I really want you to think about whose life could you compliment? Based on who you are right now, what do you bring to the table? What I should have asked. What do you bring to the table? What type of table can you join in with and help flourish? And I'm not talking about finances. I'm talking about spiritually. I'm talking about mentally. I'm talking about, you know, like so deep. Even sexually, sex is important in relationships. You need somebody that can sexually compliment your life. Like, bruh, if you at any time are not satisfied in any area of your life, it can cause problems. And we don't want no problems. Problems. Woo. I say it. The purpose of life is life and life more abundantly. The purpose is to have joy. The purpose is to be able to gravitate to more and have more to gravitate. But you got to know who you are, what you want, so that you can know what exactly will complement your life. What will enhance your story? What will make it better? What type of friends would be good for your life based on the things that you like, how you look and view family, based on your career goals, your business goals, based on, you know, where you want to go and travel to, based on where you've been sometimes. Sometimes people compliment your life well because they can understand you and where you've been. They understand your story, so they compliment who you are called to be. But you got to be able to know who you are to know what will actually compliment where you're saying that you're going. What compliments your life? The compliments of life. I need faithful friends. I need a faithful man. I need somebody that I can trust in, because the way that I compliment people's lives is that I'm trustworthy. I'm a faithful friend. I'm there when nobody else wants to be around. But that means that I can't have unfaithful friends. An unfaithful friend would do me nothing. And I'm not saying somebody is up under my ass all day, but I'm saying somebody who gives a fuck all the time. Somebody who really cares about my grind, my shine, and my mind. And they want to make sure that I'm spiritually aligned. What complements your life? What adds the extra? What gives you more joy? I like helping people. So that means that if I ever date somebody, when I get married, my future husband is going to have to like helping people. That will complement my life. Where do you see yourself going? You cannot be with nobody that don't like to travel and or scared of planes, and you talking about you want to travel the world for the rest of your life. That ain't going to work. Because you ain't going to be able to take them nowhere, because they're going to be scared to goddamn get on the plane so y'all can get there. What will complement your life? Superficial things, non-superficial things. If you are a very particular stickler about dressing and that is important to you in your mind, like that is a definite thing, then you need to get somebody that complements your life in style, in profile, and, you know, like everything. Don't be afraid to make a list and adjust it as you grow and then know that God can do anything above and beyond that because God is in control. So don't be afraid. Just like you make a goal list, make a list of the characteristics of persons, of the type of people that you want to be around or you want to be with. Do you want fun people around you? Will fun people complement who you are? Would people that's balanced with fun and seriousness complement who you are? What complements your soul growth, your purpose? Who can you grow with? Who can you be purposeful with? Like, I know I need smart, educated people that I can talk about life with beyond clothes and stuff and things. However, that somebody that we can enjoy those things, but we can talk about the depths of the soul, healing and growth, that we can, you know, talk about business and investments and how we gonna do, you know, what our next steps are. To complement someone's life for me is to be able to help them grow and to help them see. If somebody doesn't have visions like I have, it doesn't mean that they weren't meant to be in my life. It means that they may have some type of ability or some type of strength that I don't have. I complement their life by what I can see, and they complement my life by what they can feel or what they know or how they grow or how they show me how to let go. Stop looking for exterior things when your soul needs someone that it can grow with, someone that it can vibe with, someone that it can know, someone that it can show love to, and it's going to be received. And the same to you. You know, like, just as much you deserve as you deserve for certain things, there's other people that deserve the things that you possess, the things that you are, the things that you need. There are people, there are some people that are meant to complement you in your life, but sometimes we tend to settle on the things that seem right because they're the easiest things in life. See, it's not always best. You got to start somewhere, but you got to know who you are so that you can know the type of people that you need around you. Because if you're called to be something great and you're around people that don't want to see your greatness or don't see the calling that you say that you have in your life, then they will stifle your growth, and you don't need that. Nobody does. Compliment the compliments of life are the people that can see you to your core and love you some more and pray for you some more and help you grow and soar. Like, and I'm not talking about grow a soar, nigga. Like, grow and soar like an eagle with wings. Like, don't make things complicated. Not more complicated than they need to be. What complements your life? What makes you the material to be a wife? What says that you really want the things that you say? How are you making those things that you dream about really come into play? I don't know what else to say. What do you want me to do? I'm not sorry. I want you to really upgrade your life. But sometimes you need to upgrade the people that you're around. And for me, I'm willing to be alone, not lonely, until the people that complement my life can be supplied into my life. Now, of course, that means you got to get out and mingle and mix a little bit. Or it could just start with just being on social media and gravitating to the people with like minds, with open hearts, not the manipulators, not the users, not the falsers, not the cappers. We don't need no cap. No cap. Let's say it again for the people in the back. No cap. This is the season of no cap. And I'm not talking about Colin. We with Colin all day, every day. We support Team 7. This is team. 7 is the team. But I want you to find what complements your life and then make it be. Write down a list of the things that you think that you need in a friend. Write down a list of the things that you think you need in a man. Write down a list of the things that you think that you need in your life, and then make yourself the person that would attract those things into your life. Like, you have to become what you're saying that you need. You have to become the version of yourself that can receive it, the version of yourself that can nourish it, the version of yourself that it's meant for. Because if you're still operating on the O2 platform and it's 18, then you need to upgrade and come up to the level of thinking that you're saying you want your life to be. I know what I need in order to grow. I know what I need for a man to show so that I can know. But to be willing, though. And that goes for any person that you bring into your life. They have to be willing to be who they're called to be. Not be willing to do anything crazy or extra or none of that. But they have to be willing to be themselves enough to realize that they complement your life and you complement their life. Because if they're trying to be somebody else, then guess what? Y'all won't even know if y'all complement each other's life well, because y'all not either seeing the person in their true nature and form. So it's very important that we drop all of these things that society says that we need to be so that we can attract the tribe based on the vibes of who we really are. Because that's important, and it's time to raise the bar. I like that I rhyme when I talk, when I'm not trying to rhyme, but that it just comes to, you know, my mind like that, because this is my all-time grind. Okay, so I think that that's really, I just want you to really reflect on who you are so that you know the type of people that you're saying with who you are, that you complement their life. The things that you're saying that you need, you have to be able to show the universe that you're ready for. Because if something comes before you're ready, then you'll lose it and you won't even know. So be willing to grow. Acknowledge your power. Acknowledge your purpose. If you need help understanding your purpose, your calling, or whatever, please seek help. Speak in Freedom on Instagram, Speak Love Free, KC, Good Hair Group Visionary, all of those things. You can follow me. And I always talk this talk because I walk this walk. And if you really need to reach out, edufreedom.org, edu-freedom.org. You can contact us there so that we can help you understand your purpose in life, help you grow, help you heal the things that you need to heal, because we are the cardiologist. I am the cardiologist of the emotionally scarred, wounded, and healing. So if you ever need help in an area of healing, an area of understanding and guidance, please don't be afraid to reach out.
We are kings, we are God. But how you get them to believe it when they don't believe in anything? We're going to save some lives in this time. We haven't church in a while. Like God's doctor in these streets, the Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping, disloyalty, get you to me missing. If you was looking and needed to know, I am the boss and the top general. Favorite position, I say CEO. Ha 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 ha, if you didn't know. What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
Question advised. We look forward to working with you and assisting with all of your life enhancement goals. Thank you for trusting Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you and love you.
Speaking Freedom. Freedom, giving you the answer to be free.
be free, cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live online for my KC.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we love the world.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
This has been a Speaking Freedom production.